It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Thank you very, very much for choosing us. We're joined by motivational speaker Noluthando Tshabalala, who's here to motivate the Rise FM women to get your week started and the rest of your month. Noluthando, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much, Sitang. I hope you guys are well, and thank you for having me on the show.
Women, remember who you are. Let's get into it.
Yes, women, it is Women's Month, and we definitely have to celebrate throughout this August. And my message this morning to all my women, young women, you know, seasoned women, elderly women, is that they remember who they are. There are many reasons in society and life that cause women to forget who they are. I mean, things like stress, pressure, motherhood, career, abuse, grief and trauma. All those things collectively can really cause, you know, a woman or even any individual, in fact, to forget who they are because they'll be so focused on all the other things that they have to fulfill. But this morning, my message to all my ladies, to all the women, young, like I said, young, seasoned, matured and elderly, is to remember who they are. And you need to remind yourself that regardless of what you have gone through, your value does not change. I always say, if you take a 100 rand note and you throw it on the floor, and you crinkle it up or you carelessly fold it and just chuck it away, it'll still remain 100 rand. And that is really, you know, just like your value.
Yeah.
You've gone through pain, you've gone through trauma, you've gone through rejection, you've gone through belittlement, you've gone through so many life challenges, whether from childhood or in your adulthood, that does not change your value. So one of the things that or a number of the things that I'd like to add when people ask, especially when women ask, how do I, you know, remember my value? How do I remember who I am?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that I'd like to urge you to do as a listener today, specifically if you are a woman.
Yeah.
Number one, love yourself. Loving yourself is a tool, and there are many ways to show yourself love. You know, dressing up in your favorite outfits, doing your nails if you can, or just keeping your hair neat. There are practical ways to love yourself, spending time with yourself.
Yeah.
If you're not having a good day, don't put off going to get yourself some ice cream. Give yourself the love that you wish other people would give to you. Because at the end of the day, as I mentioned, self-love, loving yourself is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that please try and create a new identity. Whatever that you have gone through, whether it is abuse, whether it is rejection, create a new identity from that. The person that you were when those things happened, you are no longer that person today. If you went through rejection, if you went through abuse, if you went through trauma, if you had a terrible childhood, it is all something that is part of your life. However, you can always create a new identity.
Absolutely.
You are no longer the person that will stand for people abusing you. You are no longer the person that will stand for people, you know, walking all over you. Create for yourself a new identity. And you can do that, like I said, physically. You can change your look. You can find new hobbies. You can do certain things that affirm to yourself that I am now a new person. I am no longer the person that people played with. Thirdly, have faith in yourself and have faith in God, because He is the one that created you. To have faith in yourself is really to have faith in God, to believe the things that God has put in your heart or your mind that you will achieve is also believing in the plan that God has for you. Isn't it that God said in His word, "For I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you." That means God's game plan for your life has always been to make you prosperous, to keep you happy, to keep you joyous. But unfortunately, life happens. We have the world system. In the world system, there are challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not override what God had in place for you. So keep on having faith in yourself.
Yeah.
If it is to pursue that degree, keep going for that degree.
Yeah.
If it is to pursue achieving a home for your family, do not give up on that. If it is to pursue having a family life that you did not have as a child, keep on working on that and keep on believing. Because like I said, to have faith in yourself is to have faith in God Himself.
Mm.
Lastly, never give up on the woman you want to become. Whether you're 18, whether you're 25, whether you're 35, whether you're 45, whether you are 60, for as long as there is breath in your lungs, you can still be who you wish to become. We see even elderly ladies who are seasoned at the age of 60 going back to get matric certificate, to get their matric qualification. Mm-hmm. That means that they have not given up on who they are. Wherever you are, sitting at home, at work, or feeling hopeless, feeling like, you know what, I will never be the person that I imagine myself to be. I want you to know that there is possibly someone who has gone through 100 times worse, that they have not stopped believing that they will become the woman that they are to be. So do not give up, because everything in life is really designed to stop you. If you were to look at it with a spiritual eye, you would realize that the devil himself or the enemy that is surrounding us will design things to actually stop you, will design, like I mentioned, trauma to stop you, will design pain to stop you, will cause the people that are around you to betray you, because that's what the enemy is after, for you to crush the dream that God has placed in you. So, woman, remember who you are. When you were born, God himself had a conversation to say, you are going to achieve great things on earth. You're going to make a mark. You're going to heal the world, make the world a better place. Whether it is through nursing, whether it is through science, whether it is through entrepreneurship, whatever the case may be. That's why you cannot afford to give up on your dream, to give up on who you envision yourself to be, because in that lies the answer to many things. In your work as a fashion designer lies the answer to many things. I need you to remember who you are as a woman. And I want to really send a strong message by using this quote that I once heard from a very amazing woman in the ministry, Pastor Ojolamiko Adeniyi, who said that you always need to remind yourself that I am woman, and whenever I call, the F shall respond to me. So when you call, when you speak out and say, I do not agree with these circumstances, I pray to God to say, God, hear me, change this situation. Know that as a woman, as a person, when you open up your mouth and do not agree with anything, that is where your power lies. You need to remember who you are.
Oh, Thando, thank you so much. Woman, remember who you are. So many times, you know, because of societal standards, because as a woman, you need to understand that there's different versions of you that you're going to have to fall in love with. We need to learn to be patient with ourselves. And that's what you said, Thando. Thank you very much for coming onto the show, gracing us with your presence and getting the woman started and ready for this week, ready for this month, ready for the rest of her life. Thank you so much.